This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Taqin, Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. If you catch Laylatul Qadr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to catch it. Are all of your sins forgiven? All of your sins forgiven? Previous, past, present, and future? What about your future sins? Well, everyone's quiet. Have some hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have some hope. So this is a question, subhanAllah, that is a very interesting one. So I want us to sit with this for a moment, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed night of the 23rd, on a Laylatul Jum'ah, on a Friday night, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be amongst those that are forgiven for all of our sins. One thing we know for sure is that you can and you should ask Allah to forgive you for all of your sins, the ones that you've committed and the ones that you have yet to commit, the small ones and the large ones, the private ones and the public ones. You should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of your sins. But then you have these ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most common ones: man sama ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Whoever fasts Ramadan with faith and seeking the reward, Allah will forgive them for all of their previous sins. ما تقدم, what has come before it. أو من قام ليلة القدر, whoever stands up on the night of ليلة القدر, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, Allah will forgive all of their previous sins. Whoever does Hajj and has a Hajj that is mabrur, an accepted Hajj, Allah will forgive them for all of their previous sins, and they will be like the day that their mother gave birth to them. But there's an interesting narration about Laylatul Qadr that I'd like to read. It's a narration of Muslim Imam Ahmad and At-Tabarani from Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about Laylatul Qadr. فَقَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِي رَمَضَانَ فَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ فَإِنَّهَا فِي وَتْرِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan. Seek it in the last 10 nights, and it is on an odd night. فِي إِحْدَى وَعِشْرِينَ أو ثلاث وعشرين أو خمس وعشرين أو سبع وعشرين أو تسع وعشرين أو في آخر ليلة. The Prophet ﷺ says in this narration, the 21st night, the 23rd night, the 25th night, the 27th night, the 29th night, or the last night. And the scholars explain that this is once again reaffirming it could be the last odd night here, being the 29th night in this context. فمن قامها ابتغاءها إيمانا واحتسابا ثم وفقت له غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. In this narration, the Prophet ﷺ says, so whoever seeks out that night with iman, seeking its full reward with faith, Allah subhanahu, and then is granted the ability to be worshiping Allah on that night, Allah will forgive them for all of their previous sins and all of their future sins. Now, this hadith is an interesting one. The scholars reckoned with it in a few ways. Some of them said the hadith is authentic, and this is, you know, an opinion that exists amongst many of the scholars. There's a debate about one narrator. Some of them said the hadith is authentic except for the last part, وَمَا تَأَخَّرْ, that which comes later. And some of them used it as supporting evidences. Like if you read the fatawa of Sheikh bin Baz, he will use it after he quotes the established ahadith in Bukhari and Muslim, and he'll say, and a person, he might yanalul ajr wala ya'lamuha, he might receive this huge reward and he has no idea the extent of the reward that he has received, and then he quotes this hadith as supporting evidence as the potential greatness of this night, that a person could even be protected or forgiven for their future sins. So why is this so important, and why is it something that I'd like for us to discuss for a moment here? Who is the person that we know has been forgiven for his previous and future sins? It's in the Quran. لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Prophet ﷺ was given the good news that he was forgiven for that which came before and that which came after. Who was the group of companions that the Prophet ﷺ told that they would be forgiven, that it may be that Allah looked towards them and they were forgiven for everything that came before and everything that came after. The people of Badr, the veterans of Islam, the companions of Badr are the only collective group from this ummah to receive that type of, that type of a glad tidings and that type of a blessing. And then, which companion did the Prophet ﷺ say in a particular incident? Whatever he does, nothing will harm him. Whatever he does after today, nothing will harm him. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ma darra Uthman, ma fa'ala, aw ma amila ba'd al-yawm. Nothing will harm Uthman after what he did today. Uthman radiallahu anhu came forward when the Prophet ﷺ called. He was always at the front line, and the Prophet ﷺ told him that nothing will hurt you after what you have done today. Anything that comes afterwards will not affect you. So these are three different categories here within this broader capacity, which is very interesting. Because the Prophet ﷺ received this ayah, but what did the Prophet ﷺ do with it? He stood up at night until his feet swelled. And that's where Aisha radiallahu anha comes, our mother, and our mother always asks the question that would be on our minds too. Ya Rasulullah, Allah has already forgiven you for all of your sins, that which came before and that which came after. Why to this extent? And the Prophet ﷺ says, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant? The people of Badr. There is not a single one of the people of Badr that after receiving that glad tidings from the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm going to go retire on some beach and wait for death now because I'm good. I'm good. I already received that title of being from the people of Badr, the highest rank. None of them retired. They were there at Uhud, and many of them continued to be present in all of the significant incidents that happened after the Battle of Badr, put their lives on the line, and many of them were martyred. In fact, the majority of them were martyred in future battles. So they kept on going. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Did Uthman radiallahu anhu say, I gave my charity, I never have to give sadaqah again? No, he was always at the front row. Every single time, giving, 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 giving. So now, what's the significance of this to us? This is where the ulama comments on this hadith of Laylatul Qadr, those that accepted it as a hasan hadith, which many of the scholars did. Even if Allah forgave you for your previous and your future sins, because you caught Laylatul Qadr, how would you know? How would you even know that? That's number one. Does an angel come to you in a dream and say, by the way, you're all done now? You don't even get that bushra, that glad tidings about the previous sins. If we were to take the opinion that for everyone else, it's just the previous sins. We don't even get that glad tidings, that Allah has forgiven you for all of your previous sins. But could it be that you are 68 or 69 years old today, and you show up on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and Laylatul Qadr that you caught when you were 21 years old forgave you for all of your previous and future sins? Yes. Could be. Rahmatullahi Aleem. The rahmah of Allah is amazing. It could be that you show up, you died in your old age, and you enter into Jannah, and the deed was that you caught Laylatul Qadr, and it covered what came before it and what came after it. That is the potential greatness of this night. However, as you're thinking about the potential greatness of this night, and you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you're forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. And you're asking Allah to forgive you for your past and your future, for your small and your large, for your public and your private. Know that the potential is incredible. And for that, wali tukmilul iddata, wali tukabbiru Allaha ala ma hadakum, wa la'allakum tashkurun. The end of this month, and we're coming to the end of it, may Allah Azza wa Jal allow the best of it for us to be the last of it. The end of this month is gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's, Ya Allah, how merciful were you to even give me this opportunity despite all that I did in the lead up to it? How merciful and generous were you to let me be alive right now, to be in pursuit of this great night and to have that potential reward, despite all of the sins that I've committed and everything that I brought forward. You see, you might show up on the Day of Judgment and you find that Allah accepted one deed from you. It might be a Laylatul Qadr. It might be a charity that you gave that you didn't think too much about, like the man who was seen strolling in Jannah. You don't know which deed. And as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, if I knew that Allah accepted one sajda from me, if I was sure that there was a sajda He accepted from me, tamannaytu al-maut, I'd wish to die at that point. Because you only need Allah to accept one of them, and it covers it. But there's a wisdom in you not knowing whether you reached it or not. And that's what the scholars mention. Maybe you achieved that amazing ajr, tanal al-ajr. You reach that ajr, you get all that reward, but you have no idea. In the same wisdom that Allah Azza wa Jal concealed this night in the last 10 nights, Allah has concealed the moment that He will forgive you for your sins. We just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are all forgiven for our sins and that we worship Him with devotion, with gratitude, with sincerity, and with desperation. Every single time we turn to Him in dua, we turn to Him in desperation and in gratitude, because we know that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive us, then we will be amongst al-halikeen, we'll be amongst the doomed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all of our sins, the previous ones and the future ones, the secret ones and the public ones, the small ones and the large ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our good deeds, the small ones and the large ones, the public ones and the private ones. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to qualify for His mercy on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us many Laylatul Qadrs, many lifetimes of worshipping Him, and allow us to have an eternity of being pleased by Him and being pleasing to Him. Firdaus al-A'la with our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ameen. Finally, I remind you, it's a Friday night, Laylatul Jum'ah. Salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep your tongue busy with dhikr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send His peace and blessings on our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khair.